paragraph Zion, this in the Tikkuni Zohar, it makes a statement, Man de Kotel Lahu Chivya, the one who kills the snake, that snake, Yehavin Le Brata de Malka, Hashem gives him the princess, De Ihu Tzloisa, which is Tfila, Bechinas Basmelech Shel Hamaisa. This corresponds to that Basmelech in the story of the seven betlers there, the Basmelech that was being chased by the evil king and she ran into the 10 walls of water. That's the Basmelech that the Tikkuni Zohar is speaking about there, the Shechina HaKadosha, that's called Basmelech. And one who destroys the Nachash, how? By doing tshuva. Person who does tshuva, it means he defeats the Yetzer Hara. He wins. He is Zohar to have this Basmelech. Next, that's in Tikkun Gimel of the Tikkuni Zohar. Now Rabbi Nosson says in Tikkun Chof Aleph in the Tikkuni Zohar, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, Va'oid Shofar, it mentions the Shofar there, Behahu Zimna, at that time when we blow the Shofar, Salka Tzloisa Benegina, our tefillah goes up with song, Be'arbo Aminin, with four different types of song, De'inun Shir Poshut, Kofel, Meshula Shravua, which are the concept of single, double, triple, and quadruple. Yud, Yud-Ke, Yud-Ke-Vav, Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke, which give us a total of 72, which is Chesed, which is the Kinoir Shel Ayin Beis Niman. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about a special harp of 72 strings. That's this Shir Poshet Kofel Meshulash Maruba, which Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran is tied into the Shofar. Because there's a pasuk in the Navi where Hashem says to the Navi, Horeim kashofar koilech, lift up your voice like the shofar, v'haged la'ami pisham, and tell my nation what they're doing wrong. Tell the people what they're doing wrong. The word kashofar, Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likut Imran, Torah Ches, and Likut Imran Tanina, the word kashofar is kofel, shilush, poshut, ribua. This poshut kofel, this four type being marames to these four types of song. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Tikkuni Zohar. Mo aidoch, mo adameloch, mo eseloch vanachamech, ki godol kayom shivrech, mi yirpoloch. This is a pasuk in Eicha that we say, where Hashem says, what can I do for you? How can I help you? How can I console you? Because your destruction is like the vastness of the ocean. And mi yirpalach, who can heal you? Who can cure you? This is talking about after the Churban Beis Hamikdash and the Golos and everything. Ve'isa, and it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, shebechinas mi yirpalach, that you know where the refuah comes from? Mi yirpalach, me will cure you. Me is mem yud, which is 50, the 50th level, that in order to draw the refuah for Klal Yisrael when they're really, really down, you have to go up to that Bechina of Ayeh, that highest level. It's called the Shar HaChamishim, the 50th level. Hainu Bechinas Ayeh, Shehu Bechinas Mi, Bechinas Sosum Venelam, the concept of something that's very hidden. Ayidei Zeh Ikur Refuah. That's how the real refuah will come about. If I'm not mistaken, this is also mentioned, those people, if you look in your machzorim, the machzor for Yom Kippur, the first night of Yom Kippur, before Kol Nidre, there's a maimar, I think before, right after Kol Nidre, there's a maimar hazor HaKodesh in there, where there also it makes reference to this. It speaks about the fact that even if Hashem has promised that he's not going to take out Yidden out of Golus, so what? There's Hatoras Nedorim, and there's Haforas Nedorim. And there it quotes this pasuk, Mi Yirpaloch, you know. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes another pasuk that's part of the Tikkun HaKloli. Beretzach ba'atzmoisai cherfuni tzoyroi ba'omram elai kol hayoim aye elokecha. Those murderers, my enemies who chase me, who are trying to do all kinds of harm to me, and the whole day they're saying, where's your Hashem? Where's your Hashem, Jew? Ki kol yenikas hatzoyrim hamechorfim hu mebechinas aye. It says here that these roitzchem and everything, they say aye elokecha. As Rav Nosson Zal explained earlier, where do they draw, where do they have their kesher to the Kedusha? From that aye. Val ze meshiv kol nefesh mi Yisrael. Chechos al tikunoi. ואינוי מניח להפלס עצמוי, ואינוי מייאשס עצמוי בשום אופן. And what response does the Yid give when the Goy says that? Rav Nosson says each and every single Jew who cares about his tikkun and doesn't allow himself to fall, doesn't give up on himself, what does he say? Ma tishtoich achi nafshi, o ma tehemi olai, hoichili leloikim, ki oid oidenu Yeshua ispona veloikai. That my nefesh, don't be impressed by all of this, don't give up. Ki oid oidenu, Rav Nosson says, oidenu daiko, hainu bechinas aye. The word oidenu over there is merameis to aye, she'al ze oimer oid oidenu. She'daika bechinas aye, that refers to that highest level, that Hashem is still with us. Hashem is still with us. Which level of Hashem is with us? That keser, that aye, that hidden light. That bechin of aye, elov ani oichil, that's to where I address my tefillah. She'oid oidenu ve'a'ale ve'echloil boy bigdusha. I will still praise Hashem, and I'll still go up and plug into the kedusha. Umishom daiko yumshecholai kol hayeshuos. And from there will come to me all these salvations, bechinas, yeshuos ponai velokai, as the pasuk finishes there. Paragraph Ches. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Asei lecho rav, uknei lecho chover, v'histalek min hasofek. Make for yourself a rabbi, single rabbi. So if you don't have, if you have two rabbis, you don't know which way to go. He says like this, he says like that. Uknei lecho chover, and acquire a friend, v'histalek min hasofek, and get out of all doubts. V'ze al yedei mitzvas tztoko b'shleimus koroi l'shem shomayim levad, v'loi machmas hateva, v'loi machmas kovid hameduma. The way that a person is zeichet to this is through the mitzvah of tztoko, by giving tztoko properly, only l'shem shomayim, not because it comes natural to you. V'loi machmas hateva, Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran, if a person finds it easy to give $100 to tztoko, then his number ain't 100. His number is 1,000. Rabbeinu Zal says that the ikar tzedaka is when you're saying, ouch, that hurts, that ouch, that's when you know you really gave. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, he quotes the pasuk, v'so'orvim tzivisi l'chalkalecha, that he instructed the ravens to provide for Elyonovi. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean, raven? Why ravens? Ravens are they don't even provide for their own young. They're the worst. Rabbeinu Zal has a whole explanation there that that's the real giving. The real giving is when you destroy the raven inside of you. The raven is achzorius, the tendency not to give, the tendency, the meanness, all of that. When a person turns that around to chesed, that's when he really is really giving the right tzedakah. So, loy machmas hateva, not where a person is giving it because it comes, because it's natural, of course. A person will enjoys, everybody enjoys giving. V'loy machmas kovoid hameduma, and he's not doing it so that they should announce his name or put his name in big lights. V'zeh, and this is what the Mishnah says there. V'al tarbe li aser amodois, li tein meiser b'china tzedakah me'oy madaitcha. And don't give your meiser and your tzedakah is umdois, by guessing, like by making by approximating, making an approximate calculation. Rakefi asher tzivso alecho ha-toira, but rather to do it exactly the way the Torah said. Vaydeze tizke l'kol hanal, and that's how you'll be zeche to all of these tikkunim. Ki ikar hachnoas ha-sitra achra, because one of the most powerful, best ways to defeat the Sitra Achra is by giving tzedakah properly. Paragraph test. There's a story with one of the Breslovers who was a Baal tzedakah. He had what to give, that somebody once came to him and the person needed like $1,000 and came to him and he said, I'll give you what I can. And he gave the person $100. Person accepted it, thank you, and everything. The person started leaving. He was almost out the door. He called him back. He said, I'm going to give you another 100. Gave him another, a second 100. Guy was about to leave, called him back, gave him the third 100. each time he's like he was working on himself, where he got to a certain point where he felt he can give this much. Then just when the mitzvah was about to leave him, push a little harder, a little more, till he gave him the whole amount. He ended up giving him the entire amount. That Torah is very, very special. Rabbi Elazar speaks about this, where he explains the essence of tzedakah, what tzedakah is really about. That Rabbi Elazar says there, even animals have rachmonis, have a certain level of rachmonis on their young that comes natural to them. So that's not the real tzedakah. The real tzedakah is when it doesn't necessarily come natural and the person even gives then, that's when he's doing it. I'm doing it because Hashem said so. I'm not doing it because I enjoy. I'm doing it because Hashem said so. Paragraph tes. Asora viduyim shel Yom Kippur lohitzi kol hayud minei chitzim. The fact that we say al-chait, that whole page of al-chaits, or 2 pages, or 3 or 4 pages of al-chaits, 10 times on Yom Kippur. We say it in the silent Shmoneh Esrei and in the Chazoras Hashatz. All 5 Shmoneh Esreis. Maariv at night, Shachris, Mincha, Ne'ila, and Musaf. So we say the whole vidui 10 times to extract those 10 poisonous arrows. Ki al yedei havidui al hachatoim, shehim chinas chitzim lashchina, by confessing our sins are like arrows that were shot into the Shechina, al yedei zeh moitzin pigam hachatoim, that's how we remove the damage, the defect that those sins caused, where they caused it. That's the concept of removing those arrows. This is also why when we say those al-chaits, and when we say the ashamnu, we strike our heart by the chest and by the heart at the time of saying vidui. Interesting that my Rebbe Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, when he would discuss the halachas of Yom Kippur, he said if you look in the different poskim, there's different opinions as to where you're supposed to hit, where you're supposed to patch. And he said because sometimes it says lave, sometimes it says chaze. Chaze is the chest. The lave is lower down a little bit. So he brought, if I'm not mistaken, he brought a source in the writings of the Arizal where he says leiv shebechoze. In other words, when it says choze, it doesn't mean literally the chest, which is what many people do. It means the heart, which is in the chest area. That's what it means, that section. So you're really clapping a little bit below the chest, over where the heart is. Ki ikur hoitzoas hachitzim shehim hapegomim shel hachatoim hu al yedei hayodayim. Because the main, which part of the body is the part that's used to remove those arrows? The Odayim, the Betler who said he has no hand, who had the best hands, he was the one who knew the secret of how to remove those arrows. K'moshekosu Shomba Maisa, as we have in that story. Now you understand why the hands are involved in that vidui process. Ki kol hatfilois utchinois ubakoshois bifrat havidui shel Yom Kippur tzrichin Loimar Belev Sholem. Listen to what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here. Because all of these, all the tfilois and tchinois and vidui that we say on Yom Kippur, you're not saying that with your mouth. Otherwise, you're doing 10% or 3% or 1%. You have to have your heart in it. You have to be able to put your heart into it. Belev Sholem. Bebchinas, as the Pasuk says, Niso Levoveinu El Kapoyim El Keil Bashamayim. We put our heart into our hands. When we stretch out our hands in Tefillah to Hashem, we put our whole heart into it. El Keil Bashamayim. Ki kol hadiburim mekablim mehayodayim. Because the dibur, where does a person get the dibur from? From the hands. Bebchinas, kasher diber Hashem beyad Moshe. As Hashem spoke, beyad Moshe. As Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 56, in the first half of Likut Imran, and the main tshuva, which is by searching, Aye mekoyim kavoida, Hashem, where are you? Is through the hands. A person has to search for Hashem with his whole heart till he's motivated to put his hands out. Ad sheyifrois kapov elav yisborach, till he stretches out his hands to Hashem. Bebechinas shitachti elecho kapoi. As David HaMelech says, Hashem, I've stretched out my hands to you. When a person really, when a person wants something, they ask for it. When a person really wants something, they scream, right? They put it. When a person really, really wants something, they put their hands out, you know, shaking their hands. Their whole body, kol atzmoy say toimarno Hashem ikomoicha. Their whole body is shaking with it. Ad sheyifrois kapov elav yisborach, till he puts out his hands to Hashem, as the pasuk says, shitachti elecho kapoi uchsiv upeires yodov bekirboi. He spread out his hands inside of him. Shezeo bechinas niso levovenu el kapayim. That's this bekir boy. That's the heart that we put our heart into our tefillah, into our hands. Sheze biatzmoi inyan hatam haposhut mashemakin biyodayim alalev b'shazvidui. That's also the simple reason why we clap al chait, why we bang our heart, we strike our heart with our hand when we sing vidui. Kedei lahichiach ula oirer es halev. To reprimand and wake up the heart, to tell our heart, hey, you don't stay in the back over there. You better get into it. This Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur stuff isn't just for the mouth. You're involved. You were the main troublemaker. The heart is the one that made all its sorrows. The Yetzahara Shebelev, the Dam Shebechol Asmoli. You better get here. You better get over here and you better get involved. That's why we're banging on the heart, to remind the heart that you're the main character here. Sheyoymar ato havidui belev sholem, so that I make sure I say that vidui with my whole heart in it. Bechinas bakosho vechipus, like a person who's really searching, really reaching out to Hashem. Shehu bechinas heshtatchus, like a person who prostrates himself. Uprisas yodaim, spreads out his hands completely. Vechol zehu bechinas hoitzos achitzim alidei yodaim. All of this is included in that concept of removing the arrows with the hands, that it's the hands that have the power to extract those arrows that have been shot at the Shechinah HaKadoshah.